Kalim Perchalei Mishnah Vov. We're talking the last bunch of Mishnahs about different parts of Kalim, the Toich and the Achirayim. So we're continuing this discussion, but this is going to have a little bit of a different twist. Chalokim of the Kalim that are attached to it, they're not really the functional part of the Kalim themselves. Let's see. Kane Kalim, we pointed out that the Kir and the Kanoi. Is the kir is the wash basin in the Beis HaMikdash. The kano is the stand. The targum is bosses. Like we have the word by Shabbos, the bosses lover also. Kane kelim means the bosses, that which a kelim stands on. A refrigerator has to stand on something. The old days, the refrigerator by us is big enough that it stands on the ground. But if you have something that's on a stand, the screen sometimes is on a stand. The hogneim. The edge of the kli that sticks out, something that's added on. It's like you have the zer by the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the added on piece of gold. So you have hognam, by the way, is the same word as oignam, as Eshtet Nirav. It's the more common usage of the word is oigen, like oigen akli, means the edge of the kli that's there just to give it a little bit more structural, lenoi. The oznam, this is the chelek that attaches to the kli by having a piece, sort of what you would attach something, let's say the side where you'd plug in today's world, you'd plug something into an electric cord. So the thing on the side that you plug into is the oizen hakli, something that becomes neschaber to a different something. The yodes hakelim, the handle, hamikablim, kelim have where it's not part of the kli itself, but it has something that's mekabel from the kli attached to it. Shenoflu aleihem, on all these type of things, mashkin, minagvam vehem toirim. Means, say, till now we had that if something touches achirayim, it's not metame de toich, but achirayim itself, it does become tam. We explained it's a new din. The achirayim have a shem bifnei atzmai, but here, these things are additives. They're not part of the kli. They're not part of the kli. They weren't going to tum on it at all. They looked at it. That's not part of the kli. Legabe the din of mashkin tameim. Ushar kol akelim shein lamachirayim v'toich. Zegese, it's not so understandable, but all the mufarshim take it out. Shein yichel lekabel remindim. It's really a line from a Mishnah Perikud Zayin. The mufarshim say here we're talking about a kli that doesn't have two different parts. Achirayim v'toich. The kula can only be when there's a clearly delineated compartment and the outside. Kli shenitma achoyrov b'mashkin. A kli that the achoyrov touched mashkin tmeim. Achoyrov tmeim, like we've said. Toichoy, v'ognoy, v'oznoy, v'yodov toirin. It's a chayra kalvachoymer, almost. Because we said before that when it touches the yad or the oigin or the oznayim of the kli, is not makabel tumah at all, not even in itself, kalvah chaymer, that it doesn't schlepzach together with the achayruv. So dosh de tachidish, even though by a kli sheyesh loy yadayim, if the mashkin tmeim touches the yadayim themselves don't have a shame kli to be makabel tumah, nothing is makabel tumah. But over here, once the kli became tameh, we see the yad as an additive, as a tosefis onto the kli. So the yodayim becomes tameh durch the kli. If it falls betoich hakli, the kli becomes tameh, the kli is called the yad. That's the chilik over here. If it touches the yad itself, we don't see the yad as a kli. But if we're talking about what is nisfach, what's additive to the kli, the yodayim is avada added and it becomes tameh. Mishnah Zayin, kol hakelim. Yeshlam achirayim v'toich, v'yeshlam beis tzvir. So Mishnah is Moshe v'knetch on the old klal of achirayim v'toich. Beis tzvir is miloshin, short for the word etzba. It means a nook on the side of the kli where a person can put in his finger. That's considered also a separate mokoim, and negir b'achirayim is not metame the beis tzvir, negir beis tzvir is not metame the achirayim. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. Now the Mishnah is going to say another din that's negeh to tzvir with achiri akli. So we have to know the inyan of tumas yodayim. Tumas yodayim is, first of all, stam yodayim, askoni yosayim. They were goyzer, chazal, that your dayin become a sheni l'tuma. All pairs of hands that are attached to people are a sheni l'tuma until they're washed. The washing doesn't have to be tefillah b'mikveh. It's a sheni. They don't need to be tevil b'mikveh. There's netil sedayim. That's the makar of netil sedayim. Our mitzvahs are say midrabon netil sedayim is otu truma because your dayim is a sheni. Semele renders any eichel touches a shlishi, which is a problem by truma. Otu truma that were guys already on chulin. That's one din. There's another din that the mashkin that becomes tome, that's metamachem, becomes a rishon l'tuma. All mashkin becomes a tchilo, i.e. a rishon, and it creates a tuma sheni. So Shaila is somebody who is makbid not to be metamachelim, and he wants to pick up a kli, he wants to use a kli. So he should pick it up by where that he wouldn't be concerned that he would be metamach the whole kli. This that a person, if he had his fingers, if he had yadayim tmeyos, he could hold on to the base hatzviya of the reva toira. Even though there's mashkin on the achiria reva, we don't see the base hatzviya and the achirayim as one. Mamele, one's not metame, the other mamele, he doesn't have a problem. He's not going to be metame the mashkin. He's not going to be metame back the kli. Reb Kiva Aimer, l'koisois. Koisois is somewhat smaller than the Reb Gedel Shalit. So Taf said only by a very big kli. He doesn't have to be choshish from one to the other, from the mashkin to where his hands are. His fingers are beveis ha-tzvir. Taf narrows it down. Reb Kiva narrows it down. Reb Meir Aimer. Yodayim atmeyois, even if his hands are tamei, with his mashkin over there on achari hakli, he doesn't have to be choshish. Shem yovim itoy kakl tamis hakli. Also, the gabe, that if nitmu achari hakli, he doesn't have to worry about yodayim tohirois. So he's making cheshbonis already in yodayim tamei. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, Leomru Elo Liodaim Tahirois Bulvad. Somebody whose hands are Tahirois. So there he's careful not to be marbitum of Yodaim Tmeois. It's not as far as Chachomim, that if Yodaim Tmeois, he's not going to be Zor from Tummeli, should even hold one part of the Kli. I'm gonna ask that the other part shouldn't become Tome. So Tarfin says that this Chashash only doesn't exist by a Kli Godl. Rebbe Kiva says even by a smaller Kois. Rumeya says, even when Yodayim Tmei, so by nature a person's less careful because his hands are already Tomei, still he's allowed to pick up the Kois, he doesn't have to be Choshesh that he's going to be Metamei. Another Chelik, Rabbi Yaisi says, no, only be Yodayim Tohiris, Yodayim that are already Tmeiois, we can't assume that he's going to have that level of caution. Now, L'chay, the Raya that you have to say that this part of the Mishnah is going on the Din of Zihirus, L'gabi Yodayim Metamois, is because of Ramei and Rabbi Yaisi. If we were talking over here about defining what's metame and not midin achirayim, what's the safe of Ramei and Rabbi Yossi? But Maisa, when you look at the Rambam, it doesn't sound like he's learning it, Lagabi Zihirus. It's Lagabi the very same din of when we have the din of achirayim and kelim, of toichin achirayim, and the shayla is that only by bigger kelim, by smaller kelim, that's Reb Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva. Ramei and Rabbi Yossi are saying that be'etzem, we don't say an automatic, that the Beis HaTzviya is choluk from the Achari HaKli as an automatic. Only Legabe Tumas Yadayim, which is only a Dinder Abon, not Legabe Tumas Mashke, which is another Gzera, that's the discussion back and forth. Ayin Shom, Tais Yom Tov, talks about this Baruch Hovah.